This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. The 5-9 Saints getting ready to play at the 10-4 Green Bay Packers. Head coach Darren Rizzi spoke to the media yesterday about Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, and the Pack. Here's what he had to say.
Within the last week, you were able to push it till, I guess, Friday or so before you were able to make a decision on quarterback. Will you be able to push it that far this week, or do you anticipate pushing it as far as you can?
With the situation with the way Derek is right now, that really is the reason we would take it day to day right now, week to week. We do get the extra day this week because of the Monday night game. So we'll wait and see what's going on with Derek's situation first, and then kind of go from there. So, yeah, there's really no reason to declare anybody a starter at the moment. Naturally, if Derek can, you know, get through the injury, you know, situation and get out there and start practicing and at a regular pace, then that'll certainly factor in. But if he can't, then obviously we'll have to have, you know, plan B.
Darren, did you guys ever get to the point where you tried to evaluate if Derek's hand was good enough, or the concussion protocol kind of prevented you from ever even deciding if he was cleared to practice with the hand injury last week?
Well, it's a little bit of a unique equation because the final step of the concussion protocol is a little bit of a formality in that anybody in the concussion protocol has to have a quote unquote practice. And so, you know, we didn't feel comfortable, you know, having Derek out there in a practice scenario. He just wasn't quite ready for that. And so by the letter of the law, he's still in the, you know, he's got to complete that protocol. So the first time he practices, the expectation would be that he would clear the concussion protocol. So that's really not the in my opinion, not the limiting factor at the moment.
So I know you don't want to put a specific timetable on it, but after evaluating the hand, did you at least reach the conclusion that it's just a matter of time, but you anticipate he will get a chance to play at some point before the season is over?
At this point, I would say he would get a chance to play at some point before the season's over. I don't think that's a reach. At the same time, you know, like any injury, it's improving. He's just not there quite yet.
Coach, have you gotten any update as to how Alvin Kamara is doing with the groin injury?
A little bit. You know, we got some imaging back. You know, he's kind of dealing with a little bit of a groin adductor type of situation. You know, it's something that it was very, very minor. I think he kind of felt it on that diving touchdown catch, which was outstanding, by the way. And so he's going to get a couple of more opinions, a couple more imaging things taken care of today. So we'll kind of see where he's at. At the moment, we kind of have the first set of images, and we're going to kind of see what happens here with the second set, second opinion, all that kind of thing.
Darren, just to specify, you don't want to name like whether or not Spencer would get the chance to take the first snaps in practice on Wednesday while you're waiting for Carr?
No, because we had the extra day, Mike, I'm just going to wait and see here. You know, if we were practicing on Wednesday, like a full practice, I might make that decision a little bit earlier. But because we had the extra day, I'm going to wait till I'm going to give it today and kind of see where Derek's at and then go from there.
How did Spencer review on film after you looked at it, though?
Yeah, listen, in light of the situation, it was obviously a tough decision that I had to make to make the change at halftime. That's never easy because Jake didn't really have that many plays, as we kind of talked about post-game. But I thought Spencer handled it great. I thought he, you know, provided the spark that we were looking for. You know, really, I think we have, what do we have, four drives there in the second half. We got points on all of them. I believe we got two touchdowns, two field goals in those drives. And so really a credit to Spencer and the way he handled it, the whole entire thing. You know, you see his leadership skills come out. He's kind of got that fire in him that he's always had. And everybody uses that word moxie these days. He definitely has that. He's got that competitive, passionate fire that we all love. And, you know, listen, there's a couple plays I'm sure he'd love to have back. You know, there's a couple of throws he got away with, one in particular, Jawan, that could have been an interception. So we got to be, you know, there's definitely some things to clean up. But I thought the way he operated that final drive, the way we managed the drive, managed the clock, understood the situations. You know, we got the ball clock there, stopped the clock there to allow us to have one final play there in regulation. All those little things, not forgetting that this is a guy playing in his fourth game ever in the NFL. So you take all those factors into consideration and, you know, really, really impressed with what he did.
Coach, can we get your thoughts, early thoughts, playing the Packers on a Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's we all of us that are football fans grew up in my generation and, you know, watching Monday Night Football. And we all grew up watching the Green Bay Packers and the legendary Lambeau Field. So to have the opportunity to play on national TV this time of the year up in Lambeau is an unbelievable opportunity. They're playing great football right now. You know, Matt's got that team playing fantastic. You know, very, very familiar with a bunch of their coaches. I know Jeff Hafley is a guy that I've known for a long, long time, a tremendous coach. Ton of respect for Jeff. Rich Passaccia, another guy I've known for a long, long time, a tremendous amount of respect for Rich. Naturally, Matt's always done a great job with their offense. So, listen, we're going to have our hands full. This is going to be a tremendous challenge for us, not only playing a quality opponent, but playing on the road, playing outdoors, playing at night, playing in the elements, all those things. So, but I can tell you this, by the time the game rolls around, we'll be ready to go and we'll be excited to play.
Saints coach Darren Rizzi with his comments there.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.